Again, now listen to God's holy word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One night, while Paul was in Corinth, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. No one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." So he settled there for a year and a half and taught the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsular of Achaia, the Jews rose up against Paul and brought him to the tribunal, saying, "This man is inducing people to worship God contrary to the law." When Paul was about to reply, Gallio spoke to the Jews, "If it were a matter of some crime or malicious fraud, I should with reason hear the complaint of you Jews. But since it is a question of arguments over doctrine and titles and your own law, see to it yourselves. I do not wish to be the judge of such matters." And he drove them away from the tribunal. They all seized Sosthenes, the synagogue official, and beat him in full view of the tribunal. But none of this was of concern to Gallio. Paul remained for quite some time, and after saying farewell to the brothers, he sailed for Syria, together with Priscilla and Aquila. In Crete, he had shaved his head because he had taken a vow. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God is King of all the earth. God is King of all the earth. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God is King of all the earth. He brings people under us, nations under our feet. He chooses us for our inheritance, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves. God is King of all the earth. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is King over all the earth.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also now are in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. And on that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you all know Dr. Ray, right? You know, we're together every Saturday night on EWTN at 10 p.m. or whatever it is. And I've known Dr. Ray a long time. I asked him years ago, when I was writing my Be a Man book, I says, "Hey, do you want to write this book with me? Because you're a father and a husband, and that would be good." "Oh, no, Father, I'm too busy." I know. And he's regretted it ever since. But anyway, we were at that very place. We were in where he lives, and we were having breakfast at Bob Evans there. And after I asked him this, and he rejected me, and I felt really good, he sat there and says to me, he says, "Now, Father, I have to ask you a question." "Yes, doctor," he said, I said. And he says, "Do you think it's the end times?" And this is, what, 12, 13 years ago. And I go, "Oh, no, Ray. I think the church is pregnant. I think the time that we are in is like a pregnancy of the church, because we have all these saints that are praying for us. We have Jesus who is with us and who is in heaven interceding at the right hand of the Father. And so I think that all this pain at this time, boy, none of the stuff we are going through now is even in our minds, that there is this pregnancy. There's a hope that through all this pain, something new and glorious is going to happen." Now, some people don't believe any of this stuff. They like to go around and be the prophets of doom. There you go. I don't want to be a prophet of doom, because the world does that all by itself. I want to be a prophet of hope, that even if it is the end times, Jesus Christ is coming. It's the end of death, the end of pain, the end of sorrow, the end of suffering, the end of all that stuff. Let him come today. That's hope-filled. It's not doom-filled. So those of you who like to talk about doom and how God's going to punish us, oh, please, that doesn't help. And it might scare people into the faith for a while, but they're not going to stay. Our thing is God is love. And today, to St. Paul, God does not appear as a prophet of doom, the God of the universe, does he? What does he say to Paul? This is God's mantra. This is what he says again and again and again in the Word of God. What does he say to Paul? Do you remember? Huh? Did you pay attention? The very first words out of today's first reading? He says, "The Lord said to him in a vision," so this is Jesus appearing to Paul, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you." To get the two things, the mantra, that mantra is something someone says again and again and again. Do not be afraid, and I am with you. Do not be afraid, and I am with you. Do not be afraid, and I am with you. This is the mantra of God. Do not be afraid, I am with you. This is what we need to proclaim. The church is pregnant. Great things are coming. We're in the midst of pain now, but God has a plan. And his plan is revealed in Romans 8:28. God makes all things work together for good to those who love him and are called by his decrees. Do you love him? Then do not be afraid. He is with you. This is his mantra, and this is what must give us peace. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Dr. Ray, if you're listening, may each you know his love today and forever. Amen.